So I do record audios just to glorify God, put on my website. So you came up, you want to talk to me. How can I help you?
I was just wondering what your deal is.
Well, the message is Jesus would rebuke the lukewarm. So that could be anybody that claims to be of him, but they're lukewarm. Go read Revelation 2 and 3. He talks about the lukewarm.
I know.
Yep. And so also, my sign says Jesus wasn't an Anabaptist. He clearly wasn't. Nor was Paul, nor was John the Baptist, nor was Peter, nor was John, nor was Luke, nor was Matthew. So I was asking men to bring a Bible verse to tell me why you can name yourself after a false man-made religion when Jesus said you must worship in spirit and truth.
You can't.
There isn't one. So I appreciate your honesty. So no one's brought a Bible verse. And so that gospel card explains it from the gospel, which they don't preach, Christ crucified, all the way down to many, many, many other ways, pagan holidays. We had a lady out here. They were supporting a feminized lady out here, yelling at me, speaking in tongues demonically. And all the Anabaptist men were laughing and supporting her. This is how wicked the Anabaptists are. This is how wicked the Anabaptists are.
When was this? How many years ago?
Years ago. How about 15 minutes ago?
15 minutes ago.
She was out here speaking in tongues and acting all occult. Yep. And they were defending and supporting her. They wanted me to argue with her. The Bible says the women are to be quiet. Did you know that? Yeah.
I did know that.
Okay, there you go. You know that. So the Anabaptists don't even keep that. The Anabaptists are feminized. The Anabaptists are worldly in many ways. They have ecumenical connections. The Anabaptists love to make money in business, but they don't preach the gospel to the lost around them. So that's really the message.
Well, I come from every kind of background you can think of. Yeah. I was Amish for a year of my life. I'm Anabaptist considerately, but uh-huh. I'm a little different. I also wouldn't consider myself Anabaptist.
Yeah.
As my identification, I consider myself a Jesus.
But here's the deal. If you go and you gather with them and you sing and you pray, whoever you go and gather and sing and pray with, you're united to them. So if you do it with Mormons, you're united to Mormons. If you go, you're old enough for me to say this. If you go and lay with a harlot, are you united to a harlot? Yeah, you are. Paul
really?
Says you are.
Really?
If you go and lay with her and have sex with her, you're united to her. Absolutely.
But it says
physically.
It's wrong. I know it says it's
right?
Wrong.
So the Bible says to watch out for your associations. The Bible says here. The Bible says in Romans 16:17 that we're supposed to mark and avoid those who cause divisions by leaving sound doctrine and avoid them. But see, if you just go along with them, then you're part of them. You have to be born again by the gospel. The gospel's on there. You heard me preach it to that police officer. By the shed blood of Christ, you have to come in full repentance and be born again. The fruit you're born again is you're going to obey God's word, not the Anabaptist ways, not the evangelical ways. And your life is going to be lived for what? Pleasure? Fun? Or for the pursuit of God's truth and preaching the gospel? Ask yourself that.
Yeah, I've already said it a long time.
Yeah, so test yourself, and my phone number's on there, my email's on there.
There is something I do disagree with you. I do not think it's right telling people they're going to go to hell. I don't think that's the best way to approach it.
Well, first of all, I never told any one person they're going to hell. I said, if you live in sin and you don't repent, you're going to go to hell. The Bible says that. I never told you you're going to go to hell. I never told them they're going to go to hell. I said, there will be no Anabaptists in heaven because you got to be born again and be a child of God and be a true blood-bought saint that obeys him. There won't be any Catholics, Lutherans, Baptists, Anabaptists, Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses in heaven.
Yeah. Right.
No, the few are going to be the true blood-bought saints. So if people walk around calling themselves Anabaptists and follow those ways, they're not going to be in the kingdom of God, young man.
Well, if they follow, there's a lot of man-made rules.
Which Jesus said makes your worship in vain, Mark 7.
Really?
You want to worship in vain? That's what it is. If you love God enough, are you willing to lose everything, meaning your friends, your family, your church, everything, to follow God?
Yeah.
Okay, well then you need to go study and you will have to leave the Anabaptist faith. Don't kill yourself. But Jesus did say you have to lose your life. Yeah, you have to lose your life. Absolutely. You have to lose your life. You have to repent. You have to be born again. And you have to come after him with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Matthew 22, the great command. Right? Yeah, so I got a lot of, if you go on the internet, I got thousands of articles for free. I don't take people's money. I retired early to do this. That's our house, that little van right there. Travel the country, preach all over the place.
Huh? Where do you go?
I hear you.
Where do you go?
Where do we go? We go all over. We go to big events. We go out in the street. We stand outside churches. We come places like this. Everywhere. Everywhere, I have the three P's. You know what the three P's of street preaching is? People, parking, so I have a place to park and get to it, and then public access, like this. You see the cops were here. I'm on a public street. These people act like they own this park. That's why they call the police on me. You know this is a public park?
Yeah.
You know anybody can come here?
Yeah.
You know I'm anybody?
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. I just don't think
it's the fourth time they've called the police on me.
Really?
You do see me doing anything that was worthy to call the police on me?
No, you have a freedom of speech.
Thank you, sir. Why don't you go tell some of your Anabaptist friends that they need to repent of that? That's one of the minor things they need to repent of. But they need to repent of their false gospel, their pagan holidays. Christmas and Easter. Easter and Good Friday are coming. These are false holidays.
So what makes you say that?
Well, did you hear me tell the police officer? So Jesus said he'll be in the grave 3 days and three nights, right?
Yeah.
Everybody practices Good Friday, death, Sunday morning resurrection. Can you get 3 days and three nights from Friday night to Sunday morning? Because it's a Roman Catholic lie. Jesus died on a Wednesday, and he rose again on Saturday. You know why he rose on Saturday? He's our Hebrew. He's our rest, Sabbath rest. Hebrews 4 tells us that.
So do you have church on Saturday and Sunday?
No, we're not Sabbatarians. You can gather on. You can gather with people on any day.
Day of the week.
That's yeah, any day of the week. But many people, including the Anabaptists, call Sunday the Lord's Day. It's not the Lord's Day.
Yeah, you're right.
It's not the Lord's Day. It's
you're
just
right.
another day.
You're right.
It's another day. It was called the first day of the week in the Bible.
I don't know. I've never been a fan of street preaching.
Most street preachers are wicked, carnal, vile men. They call people unbiblical names, and they go to church themselves, to false churches themselves, and they do a bunch of sin. Preachers of righteousness can stand in the truth, and no one can bring the word of God against them. I'm waiting for anybody to bring the word of God against me, and I'll listen, and I'll stand. Okay? I'll stand. They tried to bring up before, okay, pre-conversion, divorce, remarriage. I was divorced before I was a believer. Anabaptists think you can never be divorced no matter what. That actually is not true, because God allowed divorce in the Old Testament. He told Ezra to divorce, having them divorce their pagan wives. Hold on. Moses, he said, he let them divorce their wives. Then Jesus comes in the first century, or in the first century, and says, except for fornication.
Yeah.
Hold on. Except for fornication. And then Paul in 1 Corinthians 7 talks to the agamos, which were both unmarried and divorced and remarried. So we don't teach that you should divorce and remarry as a Christian, but what we do teach is anything that happened to you before you were born of Christ was washed clean. 2 Corinthians 5:17, you are a total new creation. I've never been divorced as a believer. I did many wicked pagan things as an unbeliever. Divorce is the least of my problems. Trust me. I was the worst of the worst. But I've been made a new creation. And so they try to bring all those things against you while they live in their gluttony. Have you noticed a lot of gluttony in the Anabaptist world? A lot of fat people?
Yeah.
Nobody's calling that out. That's a sin.
You're
they keep
right.
pagan holidays. They keep feminization. They're worldly. They're ecumenical. Look what they do. People are dying and going to hell in the world. And what are they doing?
Nothing.
Playing games.
That's what they're doing.
Jesus said, go preach the gospel. Right? That's what Jesus said. Go preach the gospel. And yet they sit around and play shuffleboard and bocce ball and ride bikes and eat ice cream and go to the beach.
They're on vacation.
Huh?
They're on vacation.
Yeah. They don't do that in their regular life either. They work and make money. Did you know that the Anabaptists used to be rabid people to go and preach the gospel? And do you know when that all changed?
I'm guessing when they came to America.
Not sure the exact timeline, but when it changed is the authorities came to them and said, we'll stop hunting you down and killing you, because they were going around telling Catholics, Lutherans, evangelicals that they had to be baptized. And the authorities said, we'll stop persecuting you if you go live in your little communities and stop. And that's what they did. They went into their little farm communities. They stopped preaching the gospel. And now Anabaptists today could care less that their neighbors are going to hell, but they love to make money off the English people. That's a fact. The early Anabaptists, Menno Simons, Jacob Amon would come back, Hutter would come back and rebuke these people for naming themselves after a man and for keeping their pagan holidays and their lukewarmness. It's a fact. So go check those things out. You got my communication info on there. I'd love to communicate with you and encourage you in the Word of God.
You know, I guess I can't really deny what you're saying.
Good. Then you got to repent and come out of all that, okay? We love your soul. I got to tell you that.
All right.
You know what? Last thing, can I say something to you?
What?
What was your first name?
My first name?
Yeah.
I'm Darwin.
Darwin?
Yeah.
Let me just say something. I want to tell you a very important lesson. You hear me, okay?
All right.
When I saw you standing over there before, I saw you there. My first thought of you, you know what it was?
What?
He's trouble. He looks like a mocker. He's kind of your demeanor, your body language. You're standing there staring. You know what? I didn't judge you wrong. I just said, he looks like he could be trouble. I didn't judge. You know what? Look, you came up, you listened, you took the truth, you weren't a mocker. Never judge wrongly. Always judge with righteous judgment. Thank you for your time, young man. We love you. God be praised.